In the lower concourse of the Comcast building, you can find travel mugs, lapel pins, lip balm, bottle openers, shot glasses, tins of mint candies, none of them featuring messages or imagery related to Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. The DNC host committee hired 7 local artists to develop 7 different graphics. Lisa Weber is one of those artists. She created a triptych logo featuring a Liberty Bell, a cartoon donkey, and a pretzel.
One of the parameters was to not specifically do items with Hillary or Bernie, more focused on Philadelphia.
The company that hired Weber and the 6 other artists to create the products is Impact Dimensions, which is actually contractually obligated to refrain from advertising candidates. Nevertheless, advocacy got through. Another one of the artists is Brett Bender. He created an image of a donkey wearing pink pumps, one high heel for each of its 4 hooves. He says he came up with the image about a year ago before Clinton decided to run.
There was so much discussion about glass ceilings and transgender issue, and of course, was Hillary going to run or not? You know, that was where the whimsy came from. It really isn't just whimsy at all. There's pretty provocative stuff.
Merchandise by the local host committee is distinct from merchandise created by the national committee, which is distinct from merchandise by the individual candidate campaigns. Combined with the inevitable black market merchandise that will be hawked on the streets, Philadelphia is guaranteed to be awash in a wide variety of political messaging. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.